soon, man.
It's my PA at work with me.
Okay.
$5!
Check one, two. Let's see. I had three songs that I was directed to play by an affinity group out there. Is anybody from that affinity group here? Can name what those songs were?
Oh, your affinity
group. Yeah, it was Bunny Rabbit Hearts and Sleeping with the Enemy and one more. It was a bitter, bitter request. And it's all like mean songs. So here goes. Earth First! Woo! Well, Johnny got a deer. Johnny thinks she took a shotgun and pumped his heart full of lead. He couldn't get her out of his head. That's what he said. And said. And said, and he almost lost everything. After months and months of nothing but vacuous whining, he went through all 13 steps of a broken heart rehab. Got a security gig in a biology lab where they pay him to do nothing else but stay awake all night. It's a really killer gig for a guy who likes to ride. And Johnny writes love songs, wearing insulated gloves, gripping laboratory tongs. And whenever he gets writer's block or a case of frozen pen, he whips out a little bottle full of liquid nitrogen, which stores at a temperature minus hundreds of degrees. And everything it touches turns to instant brittle freeze. In the laboratory fridge full of biological parts, there's a special little box labeled Bunny Rabbit Hearts. Johnny dips them in the nitrogen, drops them on the floor just to listen to them shatter. Then he finds he can write some more. It's really no big deal. It helps to keep the man awake and reinforces his conviction that a heart can truly break. It's amazing what some folks won't do for pain. Do you have such a thing that seems crazy, insane? But his therapist claims he's seeing significant gains, and it's rarely these days that you'll hear Johnny complain. That would be Bunny Rabbit Hearts, I guess.
Bunny Rabbit Hearts!
Yeah, what else could you name a tune about crushing crystallized little bunny rabbit hearts? You know what this is? Do you know what this is? Folks know what this is? Who knows what this is? Satan's got your nose! See, there's a little thumb in there. Satan's got your nose. Yeah, Satan's got your nose! Lying in jail, would you be filing your nips? Thinking about renting all the money we spent that could have gone to appliance. In my time of need, you spent me out like the watermelon seed and left me alone to die on my own in the field of defiance. As you navigate our divorce, and the tactics for hardwood floors, and the central air for which you obviously care much more than me. Love and healing and growing wild, playing twister with my inner child, and coming to terms with the time that I spent sleeping with the enemy. Cozy world where you sleep is overflowing with sheep. Unapologetic zeal for the elusive happy meal to have more lawn than the neighbors. Searching hard for the answers to long lives without cancers. Constantly screening out. out the deeper meaning of the fruits of your labors. Let I walk with you out of the light of a commitment to do what's right towards a beautiful life with a beautiful partner where people would envy me. I'll walk to the tangled sheets of the greater and lesser deceits of meticulous weave designed to deceive us into sleeping with the enemy. Sleeping with the enemy, make a cozy bed with a pillow of thoughtlessness for my head and a mattress stuffed with the living dead and the dying. Sleeping with the enemy, rest now, don't you fret. Soon you'll completely forget the alarm clock that rings with the sound of a planet crying. Would not be alone. You could fall through a hole, recapture your soul, and alter your destiny. Stop living the lie. Really? Look yourself in the eye. Shake yourself from the sleep, but it's easier to keep on sleeping with the enemy. As our paths pull us farther apart, I'll be leaving you this piece of my heart. You can eat it for breakfast someday. Think about me while you chew. 10 days vegan, maybe 12. 10, 12 days. But I fear you'll awake some dawn to find that all that you love is gone. And isn't that not happening kind of why we're really here? And something or other about sleeping with the enemy.
Yeah.
Ben?
Am I coming in?
Oh my God, pick it.
No, I have to go.
It's good. I set it up specifically with this in mind. Yeah. Okay.
Manifest Destiny. Right, y'all, we're going to do a little song that a fellow named Greg Keeler wrote. He's from Montana.
There's a guy who wants to know if anyone needs to ride back to Portland right now.
There's somebody leaving for Portland right now. If anybody wants to ride with this person.
That would be me. Lovely, thanks, see ya.
You're staying.
You're not going anywhere until we're done with this set, man.
All right. Ride to Portland.
Raise your hand.
Right now, ride to Portland.
That dude back there. See that dude back there? If you want to ride to Portland.
That dude right back there. What does the dude look
no,
like?
No, I'm staying. But
hey, you could pick out somebody you don't trust to go, that dude right there. Yeah, take him to Portland.
All right. Well,
okay, you try.
Talk to me. I'll introduce you to a ride back to Portland.
Congress and forest folks. our chances of survival better be so remote. Since they don't give a damn as to who they elect, our absentee ballot is the greenhouse effect. What's a boatload of timber? What's a whole human race? I'll ask you how are you? What's left of the West is where we've already been. So Alaska, Hawaii, again. Honolulu, Fairbanks, St. Sever. Take a sip of the water. Take a lap of the air. Take some pictures of the wildlife. Take a leak in a stream. Take a jet back to Cleveland and dream. Well, we scrub up with phosphates and we flush down suds till the banks of our rivers are bubbles and crud. Just as desanitary, we go to these lakes, but our whole ecosystem is industrial strength. So simple to screw up what can't be reduced. Alaska, Hawaii. West, where we've already been. So Alaska, Hawaii, again. Honolulu, Snowlulu, Fairbanks, St. Sever. Take a sip of the water, take a breath of the air. Take some pictures of the wildlife, take a leak in a stream. Take a jet back to Cleveland and dream. Take a jet back to Cleveland and dream. Okay, this song is the Link song. A felony Mark.
I'll give you some room.
Yeah, give me some room, man. I need some room here. Okay. This song was given to me by a fellow named Mark Jensen over in, he's from New Mexico. And he gave me the one part of it, and then I wrote another part to kind of explain it. Lance was walking on the ridge last night. A silhouette stands up in the light. She makes the boreal forest home. Oh, now she's roaring on the run. She turned her golden gaze my way. And pushed me through the heart. These were what she had to say. Just remember the old ones and the reason you came. The blood in the forest and the trees know your name. Please try to remember or what to recall. The lights inside of the sun. Well, now the call is out and the bell's been rung. Oh, won't you wake up her children and make what's been done? Well, now the time is right and the moment's here. Oh, won't you wake up her children? There's nothing to fear. Just gotta move on. The forest and the trees. She turned and padded into the night. A shadow in the fallen snow. And now she's looking through my eyes. For she stole into my soul. Her secrets are slowly reveal themselves. And she sings all through my heart. Just remember the old ones and the out in the forest and the trees know your name. Please, sir, remember how once you come. Love inside of the cup. Well, you can learn to your feet. You can call up the surf. You can open your phone. You can find any door, cause there's a world out there, and it knows your name. There's a world out there. I got the mic now, so look out. All right, I think I'm going to do a couple more songs here. I got a request for...
A couple tunes.
Let's see. I don't know if I'm going to do that or not. Cremation of... No, it was the cremation sound again.
It was.
Okay, so... let's see. I'm going to sing one for Ilsa. My co-defendant who has come with me to this rendezvous. She's been here since 1987. And I am so glad she's here.
You're not the only one.
And it's a poem by Yeats. And it's a magic poem. It's about magic. And I think one of the main things that we have going for us in this outfit is magic. And if those of us that don't understand that, just would go and ask somebody that does. Most of us do have some semblance of some understanding of magic. Anyways, the powers that be don't understand magic. Anyways. How am I acted as a word? Because the fire was in my head. I cut and peeled hazel wand and hooked a berry to a friend. And when white moths were wing and northward stars went flickering out, I dropped the berry in the stream and caught a little silver trout. And when I laid it on the ground and went to blow the fire off there, something rustled on the ground and someone called me by my name. It had become a glittering girl with apple blossoms in her hair. Her called me by my name and ran and vanished in the brightening air. Though I am old with wandering through hollow lands and hilly lands, I will find out where she has gone and kiss her lips and take her eyes and walk among long dappled grass and pluck till time and times are done. silver apples of the moon, the golden apples of the sun. And walk among the double grass, and pluck to time, and times are done. The silver apples of the moon, the golden apples of the sun. Okay, I'm going to do one more, and then,
Daryl!
Then Daryl. Whoever's next. Daryl.
Wandering Angus.
Wandering Angus, yes. All right, again. I got a request for Live Like a Prayer, and I might do, Further Wild if anybody, if I get a question. Okay. Okay. Born in the Rockies of high mountain streams, running down the valleys, ocean in its green, great blue heron, graces the shore, waters rushing before. Gone down the river, leave the river alone, gone down the river, cause the river is a home. Gone down the river, let the river survive. The river is alive. The desert's waiting, Red Rock Canyon walls, hot sun is beating. One coyote calls, sagebrush fragrant, in the stillness of the heat. Desert fire burning a sandy beach. Don't pave the desert, leave the desert alone. Don't pave the desert, cause the desert is a home. Don't pave the desert, let the desert survive. The desert is alive. Tall grasses waving, miles across the sky. Rock fields remembering, the buffalo hunter's cry. Song to season, circles by the stream. Sweet grass burning, breeze fresh and clean. Don't plow the prairie, leave the prairie alone. Don't plow the prairie, cause the prairie is a home. Don't plow the prairie, let the prairie survive. The prairie is alive. Rising with the currents to the great divide. Blessed by the lightning and the green forest, wide alpine meadows. The golden eagle flies, the mountains touching the skies. Don't mind the mountain, leave the mountain alone. Don't mind the mountain, cause the mountain is a home. Don't mind the mountain, let the mountain survive. The mountain is alive. The redwoods rising up to meet the sun. Deep green shadows, shelters every white fluted singing. Fills the silent air. Giant tree roots hold the earth there. Don't log the old growth, leave the forest alone. Don't log the old growth, cause the forest is a home. Don't log the old growth, let the forest survive. The forest is alive. Feel another hurting, know that scars are done. Breathe in your courage, cause the struggle has begun. Live like a prayer now, in praise of the one. We are all alive. We are all alive. We are all alive. All righty then. Should I sing Forever Wild or should I go? Okay, I'm going to sing one more song and then Daryl's going to come on. Okay, this song was written by Jim Stoltz. The first time I ever heard him sing it, he was sitting around a campfire in 1986. It was at the Big Lost River, Round River Rendezvous. And I couldn't stop crying. It was just really intense. It took me a long time to learn it. And it has a really cool history. Jim was arrested for the first time in his life at the Mammoth Springs actions that we did over at Grant's Village. And a bunch of us chained ourselves onto the Forest Service offices, and he stood in front of a bunch of RVs on the road, and a bunch of people got arrested, and he went in front of the judge, and the judge said, "Do you have anything to say?" And he said, "Yes, I do." So he sang this song, and then I sang it again in front of a judge some years later when I was getting sentenced to 3 years in prison. So it's been made the rounds in the courtrooms. And I was trying to explain to the judge without speaking that the reasons why we were there were not the reasons that were being displayed or talked about in the courtroom in any way, shape, or form. So there's a magic in the air that I feel when I am there. It plays straight from my heart, and it lays it all bare. It's in the cry of an eagle and the deer so meek and mild. It's in the rise of a mountain that it's there forever wild. Forever wild. Forever wild. It's an all that is not tame, and some that can't be named. It's in the fog and in the valley, and the scent of summer rain. It's in the scream of a lion, when she's sounding like a child. It's in the song of a river that is still forever wild. Forever wild, forever wild. Let it stay forever wild. Well, now the earth, she holds the key to all that shall be free. It's in the peace down in the desert and the wisdom of the trees. It's in the grace of the swan's wing and the grizzly when he's wild. It's in all of a barret let it stay forever wild. Forever wild. Forever wild. Let it stay forever wild. Well, there are those of my own kind. They're running fast and going blind. And the only thing they worship is power and the dollar sign. Well, we are fighting them with our spirit, with our might and with our guile. We are showing them that the answer is to stay forever wild. Forever wild, forever wild. Let it stay forever wild. Forever wild, forever wild. Let it stay forever wild. Oh. So, there's a black and white dog up here that's having a really good time, but he's really disrupting things. So whoever is this black and white dog's person better come and get him.
Eat the dog!
I know, but the other people have their dogs on leashes.
This dog
needs to get on a leash or something. Get the person. He's a nice dog. He's having a great time, but everybody else's dogs are trying to be nice, and he's just having fun, and they don't want him to
sing.
All right. So.
That's all the reason.
Thank you.
Peg Millett. Peg Millett. Hello, Peg Millett. Man, I am so stoked to get to introduce one of my very, very best friends in a very, very short time. I've just come to feel an incredible brothership with this fellow, and I don't know of a person who has been more tenacious who is still alive today and gone through more shit in order to be here with us today. And you folks aren't hearing this anyway, so it doesn't matter. I'll just say this, ladies and gentlemen, oh my God, people, excuse me, sorry for the ladies and gentlemen comment. Friends, Doyle Turney.
It's a whole nother story. But I'm very proud to say that we did that not for Judy Barry and myself, but for the whole Earth First Movement, for the Wobblies, for the Black Panthers, for the American Indian Movement, for all the people harassed in the Red Scare, even for the anarchists.
Thank you, Dale! Yeah!
So I'm going to sing my song for Judy.
Let me work your mic, buddy.
Thank you. It's called Who Bombed Judy Barry? Because lawsuit win or not, there's still a big question out there. And who's the motherfucker who put the bomb in the car? And I will not rest until that person is hunted down and brought to justice. And when we find that person, we're going to bring him to the rendezvous. We're going to bring him to the Green Anarchist Camp. We're going to see if those shirts mean anything. What rhetoric! Now Judy Barry is a union organizer. Mother Jones at the Georgia Pacific Mill. She fought for the sawmill workers hit by that PCB spill. T. Marshall, Hans Cohen, G.P. Schatz of Atlanta. Don Nelson sold them the union long ago. And they weren't gonna have no Wobblies running their login show. And they spewed out their hatred, and they laid out their scam. Jerry Philbrick called for violence. Was no secret, but they planned. So I ask you now, who bombed Judy Barry? I know you're out there still. Have you seen her broken body? Or the spirit you can't kill? Now Judy Barry is a feminist organizer. Ain't no man gonna keep that woman down. She defended the abortion clinic in fascist Ukiah town. Calvary Baptist Church called for its masses. Camo buddies lined up in the pews. They can see all of their faces in Ukiah Daily News. And you know what they were doing in that picture in the Ukiah Daily News? They were listening to us sing. And you know what we were singing?
What?
Will the fetus be aborted? Bye bye, Lord, bye bye. There's a banner on my way in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
prison had two kids already, and an abortion one seems so holy. Kristen showed her a bloody fetus. She said, that's fine, I'll have one of us. Oh, will the fetus be aborted by my Lord, by my? There's a better home awaiting than this sky, Lord, in the sky. Reverend Boyle hates an abortion, and for a peaceful and deserved. He said, we'll never bomb your clinic. We said, we'll never bomb your church. Oh, will the fetus be aborted by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a banner on the way, in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Now there's a memory of the children and women in the streets. There's my billion dollars already. Don't you think that's indeed a fire? Will the fetus be aborted by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a banner on my way. It's in the sky, Lord, in the sky. It's in the sky, Lord, in the sky. And the hatred, as Reverend Wells laid out the stand, this daily call for violence, I wonder why, was no secret of this grand man. So ask me now, will my duty marry? I know you're out there still, and see her broken body, but the spirit you can't kill. Now Judy Barry is the world's first organizer. The California Redwoods are the biggest fucking trees on earth! She called for Redwood Summer, Burley Island and Black Bear. Charlie Herbert, C. Rod's Max, Sam out of Houston. Charlie Herbert, he'll be from Portland Town. They're the men they call King Timber. They know how to cut you down. And Don Bowen spewed their hatred as Candy Boat laid out the stand. John Campbell called for violence. Oh, I know secret, but that plan. I'm Judy Barry. I know you're out there still, and you see her broken body, but the spirit you can't kill. And Judy Barry is the mother of two children, like Baldwin ripping through her womb. Cries in pain at night time in a Willett's cabin room. I'm out and work in the woods, work in the mill. Got laid off, but I'm living here still, and it's still Willett's. I was out on 101 late last night, hit myself a deer, blinded by my light, won't kill. And I've been from Poplin to Ukiah, legged to Laytonville, pulling every kind of smoke that's ever been grown. Skin some off the top for a stash of my own. If you give me beer, weed, and cran, and you fill up my tank, then I'll be Willett's. But well, FBI is back again with Quantelbro. Richard Held is the man they know and they trust. Lieutenant Sims is henchman.
rolled up in the van, we'll answer with non-violence. And I just want to point out that having an AK-47 on your t-shirt is completely non-violent. Which means, of course, that the Green Anarchist Movement is a non-violent movement! Our guns are on our t-shirts! And justice is our plan, and we'll avenge our wounded comrades as we defend the rabbit land. So ask it out, Bob, Judy Berry. I know you're out there still. I've seen her open body. A spirit you can't kill. I know you're out there still. Have you seen her broken body? Or the spirit you can't kill? My newer songs. I'm gonna dedicate it to that clown we got for president. The only difference between George Bush Jr. and Ronald Reagan is George Bush Jr. can't read the cue cards. First they went, stole the election. Supreme Court made the selection. Corporations gave the direction. They said, push it. Now he went and hired his daddy's staff and a few guys from Nixon just for a laugh. Now the world is his oyster to split in half. Push it. Now though he'd never been to a foreign land, and a map of the world he'd never understand. Up his back when the puppeteer's hands are pushing. Push it. The old president's son. Push it. That's the way it's done. Push it. And all of your friends. Who knows where this whole thing's gonna end? Someone goes and topples the towers. Took years to build, destroyed it in hours. The FBI and CIA said, give us more powers and push it. Then the puppeteer says, hey, I got a plan. Look at that, we're all Saudis. Let's bomb Afghanistan and camp out with our friends in Pakistan. Push it. That wasn't the end to these tragic attacks. Someone used the U.S. mail to send anthrax. Kind of funny how it just went to Democrats. Push it. Push it. The old president's boy. Push it. He got a brand new toy. Push it. Down old Texas way. At Georgie Jr. play. Vice President Cheney meets with Enron, of course, on how to manage our oil resource. Get rolling blackouts and a secret task force. We'll push it. Then Enron goes bankrupt after stealing us blind, but they left a trail of campaign cash behind. When asked for his records, Cheney big time declined. He said, push it. 9-1-1, Bush wasn't too bright. Did Osama bin Laden show him the light? They're both CIA boys and they know how to fight. They push it, push it to the limit and then push it and push it again. Push it and make no mistake, there is just so much that we can take. He's got two drunken daughters and a drug addict niece. But that doesn't matter, he'll just call up the police and say he can keep all the others, but I want their release. Push it. Now he did booze and coke, and he doesn't deny it, but he swears that he quit, and he's on a new diet. Now he passes out on pretzels, and he won't buy it. Push it. Now Bush is an artist, and he's trying to sell it. He's a bit of a devil, doesn't think we can tell it, but it's piled up so high, it's hard not to smell it. Push it. Push it. The new president's song. Push it. You know he can't be wrong. Push it. Out of the president's way. What else can a real American say?
I'll be running for president on the mean party slate in 2008, so I'll give you something to look forward to. If anybody's interested in any CDs, white tribal music, or Bush it, please come over to my guitar case and I'll help you out. Thank you very much. I'm going to give some time for the next acts to come on. We got a lot of great, great people coming. So, fire's going. Earth First is going. Go for it. Let's sing some more around the campfire hall after all this electronic bullshit is over.
Get up and down, Cherny, motherfucker!
We have to wait for the flyers, Ethan.
Okay, Ethan! Ethan's next on stack. Do the power people need to switch over? Power people?
Yeah, the power people are switching over.
Power people are going to switch over. It will be a momentary power outage. Okay.
Power people! Power people!
The new voice from the Northeast. Give it up for Ethan!
Outside your window, watch the people moving by below. You must be thinking about your capital gains. Now he looked me in the eye, he told me exactly what it is you do. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me that you make your money from the grueling work that other people do. Whether it's living away in fields and factories, you're sipping your coffee on Madison Avenue. This is fair. You tell me that they'll get their share. You say that you worked hard to get there. But I'm asking if you see from that tinted window in the air how many people must be poor so you can be a billionaire. This is the way it has to be. Competitive in the economy. Poverty is a market incentive to keep people from being lazy. And I say to you, if you believe that shit they taught you in school, you must be crazy. Sometimes it makes me angry. Sometimes I fight to cry. How many people been working all their lives for nothing? They'll be working until they die. Should I call you evil? Should I call you cruel? Did you just come from the right family and go to all the right schools? Tell me, what do you think of your life? Does it feed your soul? Sometimes blame is just like honey, gets all over everything. It's never enough to be careful what you buy when you're shopping. You're not learning on our democracy. It's amazing how it comes to be. Freedom is the choice between Coke and Pepsi. So don't tell us how free, don't tell us your free markets. Tell us your free markets, you'll satisfy our needs. Don't tell me that looks good for Monsanto is good for me. You rob us of our livelihoods and our grandmother's seeds. Your endless thirst for profit is a social disease. Should I call you evil? Should I call you cruel? Did you just go from the right family and go through all the right schools? Tell me, what do you think of your life? Does it feed your soul? Come on, like you are making for us. So, I come from Maine, and I'm going to sing a song about Maine right now. It's called Allagash, and the song's written from the perspective of some loggers up in northern Maine. Up in northern Maine, the Irving Corporation owns, it's the largest landowner in the state of Maine. It owns 1.5 million acres, and it hammers the state of Maine with its clear cutting. It also hammers the working people of the state of Maine. And the Irving Corporation uses an old labor law that was created during World War II called the Bonded Labor Program, where basically corporations are allowed to bring in workers from outside of the country to work. And so the Irving Corporation brings in Canadian workers into the U.S., and U.S. workers can't compete at all with these Canadian workers because of the currency exchange rates. I don't know how loggers work here, but in Maine, about 80% of the loggers are independent contractors, which means that they're all competing against their neighbors, to basically work for the lowest possible wages. When you have a skidder payment of somewhere around $300,000, a lot of times your only choice is to either lose your home, move out of the place where your family's been for 100 years, or clear cut the hell out of the land. And so, I guess the whole story kind of illustrates why it is we have to get away from this shit about workers versus environmentalists and start talking about class war. town, about a cash made, about a generation, so the logging folk working. For 100 years or more, my family's worked on this land, chopping and hauling trees with the proud skill of our hands. And all my years of living, I've seen companies come and go. It's we who do the work for them, cause they run the show. From far away, the bosses come, make plenty for the few. This work is in our blood, and it's the only work there is to do. In this wild northern country, this land of spruce and pine, quickly flowing rivers and hills as old as time. We have hunted, we have fished, we have taught our children well. Now the company comes from Canada to make our lives a living hell. Oh, living has been hard in this little northern town. Known in work and pleasure every inch upon this ground. Now the corporate devils come again to drive the wages down. You work for pennies if you work at all, cut the pulp wood to the ground. I've stood here in this clear-cut scene, the work that I have done. I've hung my head in sorrow for the farthest that is gone. Tell me what's a man to do when they've got him by the balls, when he's drowning in his debt and his back is to the wall. In this wild northern country, this land of spruce and pine, quickly flowing rivers and fills as old as time. We have hunted, we have fished, we have taught our children well. Now the company comes from Canada, we make our lives a living hell. All but the elders moved away from here when the school shut down. Now one bout of pneumonia could take out the whole damn town. Tell me who'll be left to tell these stories when we're dead and gone. When I sing this song of sorrow, who'll be left to sing along? Now I stand here by this roadside, watch the log trucks come and go, shipping raw trees north of Canada with overburdened loads. They take away our labor, they take away our land, now they take away our culture, and we've no place left to stand. In this wild northern country, this land is spruce and pine, a quick flowing rivers and fills as old as time. We have hunted, we have fished, we have taught our children well, and our company comes from Canada to make our lives. Pleading at the state house, but they paid us little heed. The cronies at the DOL, they serve the company's greed. But we will not stop our fighting, though we know the cards are stacked. Corporations bought our government, we can't afford to fight back. Well, we've been here many winters, and we'll be here many more. Though the greedy Irving family like to drive us out our doors, we will not go out in silence, won't put down without a fight. For them, it's all for money, but for us, this is our life. In this wild northern country, this land is spruce and pine, the quickly flowing rivers and hills as old as time. We have hunted, we have fished, we have taught our children well. Now the company comes from Canada to make our lives a living hell. Oh, we've been here many winters, and we'll be here many more. Oh, the greedy Irving families like to drive us out our doors. We will not come out in silence, won't put down without a fight. For them, it's all for money, but for us, this is our life. For them, it's all for money, but for us, this is our life. For them, it's all for money, but for us, this is our life. For them, it's all for money, but for us, this is our life. For them, it's all for money, but for us, this is our life.